Scott Nason back in Pelston, Michigan, as we are about 6 minutes away from our starting lineups for this Division IV regional semifinal in Pelston between the Engadine Eagles and the Mackinac City Comets. The earlier game, as I mentioned, St. Ignace all over Posen by the score of 65-23. And so the winner of this game will be back here Thursday night taking on St. Ignace. That one, I believe, a 6 o'clock start time. And if it's Engadine, myself or Matt Pocket will be here for the call of that game. But first things first, Engadine and Mackinac City. Mackinac City with a nice record of 18-5. Now, they did not meet Engadine during the regular season, but I always like to look at common opponents that Mackinac City and Engadine both played. Looking at Mackinac City, they lost a 9-point game to Brimley back on December 9th by the score of 50-41. And on the other side of the coin, Engadine had success against Brimley, defeating them in the regional semifinal 50-32. They also knocked them off during the regular season a couple times. So you look at common opponents there, that bodes well for Engadine. Detour also played by both teams. Mackinac City did defeat Detour by 3 points, while Engadine, they also defeated Detour twice. The other common opponent between these two squads, Cedarville and Pickford. Mackinac City losing to both the Trojans and Panthers, while Engadine, they split again. Rather, they lost their only game against Cedarville and split against Pickford. So if you just go on those numbers, Engadine is the slight favorite in this game. But that's the regular season. Those are games that were already played, and these are games that are about to be played, and it's a different beast in the postseason. And should be a lot of fun here. A great gym to do a broadcast. We're up on the balcony here atop the gymnasium. Lots of room up here. Hopefully nobody trips the power cord. One of the woodshop teachers here from Pelston helped me out to get my cord kind of secured. I didn't realize that the cord had to go down the stairs, and you have fans coming up. That's always a challenge for broadcasters, but I don't know what kind of tape he gave me, but I got to get my hands on some of this. And so special thanks to the woodshop teacher in Pelston, whose name I did not get, for helping us out on the broadcast. We'll be keeping our ears open for the other big game in the EUP involving the Sioux High Blue Devils. They are in Manistique, set to tip off here in about 5 minutes over on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson and Ray Bell as the Blue Devils take on Escanaba. And so we'll be getting updates from the prof in that one. And that's it as far as EUP teams that are still alive in girls, but we do have quite a few teams alive in boys basketball, including games you'll hear tomorrow night on our EUP Games of the Week. And I say games because we'll have two games tomorrow night. Matt Pocket will be down in Cedarville for the first game around 5:30, 5:45. Cedarville will take on Mackinac City in a district semifinal, Division 4, District 102. The other game after that one sees Mackinac Island taking on Pickford, with the district final slated for 7 o'clock on Friday, and Matt Pocket will be there for that district final in our EUP Game of the Week. The other Division 4 district involving EUP teams, Engadine all over Brimley last night in that opening round district hosted by Newberry. The game was in Brimley, and it was all Eagles as they knock off Brimley by the score of 77-39. The Eagles advance to the semifinal to take on Ojibwe Charter tomorrow night, while the other game sees Newberry taking on Rudyard. In Division 3, yes, Division 3, the St. Ignace Saints girls are in Division 4, but the boys are in Division 3, and they will be in action tomorrow night as well at home. They host a district, this District 67, as they will take on Charlevoix. The other side of the bracket sees East Jordan taking on Harbor Springs. And in Division 2, Dave Watson and Ray Bell, they're going to be busy this week. They're traveling down to Grayling tomorrow night as the Sioux High Blue Devil boys will be taking on Kingsley. Dave will have a call of that one on a 1230 WSOO. I believe the start time for that is 5:30. I'll have to double check as far as start times. Yes, it will be 5:15 will be the pregame show, as the Blue Devils will take on Kingsley. The other side of that bracket sees Boyne City taking on Grayling in that district final slated for Grayling on Friday night. And if it's the Sioux High Blue Devils, Dave and Ray will be there with the call over on 1230 WSOO. We're just about ready to have our starting lineups and national anthems. Our referees are walking onto the court. A decent crowd here, not quite as big as the crowd we saw earlier with the St. Ignace Saints. They bring a lot of fans, and not just fans from St. Ignace, but they bring a lot of fans that watch the games from other areas, coming to see one of the strongest teams north of Detroit, I guess you could say. St. Ignace is always a very strong outfit. But right now, a good crowd, a couple smaller schools, Posen and Engadine, setting to tangle here in this regional semifinal with the winner advancing to take on St. Ignace Thursday night here in Pelston. We're going to take a break as we'll have our national anthems, and then we'll be here for the start of tonight's regional semifinal from Pelston between the Engadine Eagles and the Mackinac City Comets. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Scott Nason back in Pelston, Michigan for this regional semifinal game between the Mackinac City Comets and the Engadine Eagles. They are announcing the starting lineups right now, and my goodness sakes, what an atmosphere they are providing here in Pelston. They're blaring the music, yet the PA guy sounded like he's broadcasting for the Chicago Bulls. I love it. Starting tonight for the Mackinac City Comets at guard number 3, Calista Bell. Starting for the Engadine Eagles, wearing number 11, junior Camille Crandall. Starting for the Mackinac City Comets tonight, number 10, freshman Madison Smith. Starting for the Engadine Eagles, wearing number 12, freshman Leah French. Starting for the Mackinac City Comets tonight, who are in their road blue jerseys with the white trim, number 12, Larissa Huffman. She is another freshman starting for the Comets. Starting for the Engadine Eagles, wearing number 13, senior Emma Butkovich. Starting for the Mackinac City Comets tonight, wearing number 15, another freshman. Wow, they start a lot of freshmen on this squad. Number 15, Marley Postula. Starting for the Engadine Eagles, a 1,000-point career scorer. Engadine in their home white jerseys with the green and yellow trim. Number 23, senior Sophia Vaughn. Starting for the Mackinac City Comets tonight, wearing number 23, sophomore Rianne Hingston. And starting for the Engadine Eagles tonight, another senior, number 55, Izzy Copsey. Mackinac City is coached by head coach Jake Huffman and assistant coach and athletic director Elijah May. And the Engadine Eagles are coached by head coach Roger French, along with assistant coach Cassie Ovens. So you look at this Mackinac City squad. They start two freshmen and a sophomore, they start three freshmen, a sophomore and a senior. That is hard to believe at this level, especially a team that won the district last year. And so this Mackinac City team, they're going to be around for a while. And with Engadine, you have a little more senior-laden team. This is my first look at the Engadine Eagles, but they play a very familiar style of basketball for anyone that watches them in the EUP. So we're just about set to go. Our referee, Marty Spencer, will be jumping the ball off. Engadine, as I mentioned, in their home white jerseys with the green and yellow trim. Mackinac City in their road blue jerseys with the yellow trim. Engadine will be going left to right as seen on your radio dial. I want to say hello to all the folks listening back in Engadine, and it should be a good one. And we are underway as that tip will go out of bounds, and the Eagles will get possession. Camille Crandall will inbound, getting it to Sophia Vaughn. Vaughn across the midcourt line for the Eagles. Mackinac City in the zone defense. Now Vaughn back up top to French. French on the left wing, still has the ball. No score early in this first quarter. The winner of this game will play St. Ignace here on Thursday. The Saints with a big win over Posen, 65-23. French with the ball, left of the lane. Now she gets it up top to Vaughn. Vaughn drives, finds some space. Nice move to the basket. She puts it up and in. And the Eagles lead by the score of 2-0. Now the Comets with the ball, quickly up court on our side of the court. Here's Smith with it. She passes it off, up underneath and in. That's Larissa Huffman, and we're knotted at 2. 7:10 to play in this first quarter. Good crowd here in Pelson. I think I mistakenly said Posen in the pregame show. Posen played earlier. They had the same colors, but they lost to St. Ignace. This certainly Mackinac City, and they've done a great job with this Comets program, especially the girls. They've had a lot of success here over the last several years. Now the Eagles with it. French, top of the circle. Gets over on the right wing to Butkovich. Butkovich now looking inside. Should dish it out to French. French being guarded by Huffman. Now here's Vaughn with it in the paint. She drives, puts up the left-handed shot, no good. Rebound picked up by the Comets. Madison Smith. Here's Smith with the ball. Now she drives. Smith puts up the runner. That one's no good. Rebound picked up by the... That's going to have a jump ball, and that'll give the possession to Mackinac City. 6:26 to play in this first quarter. 2-2 tie between Engadine and Mackinac City. Now the Comets to inbound. Lob pass up top to Postula. Postula with it. Getting lots of freshmen and sophomores in the starting lineup for the Comets. Now Postula far side. That one inside. That's going to be a foul. That'll be our first foul in this contest. And I think they're going to call that against number 13, Emma Butkovich. 6:16 to play in this first quarter. 2-2 tie. We'll keep our ears open for the Suhai Escanaba score from Manistique. Now a tough shot right of the lane. No good. That's going to go off an Eagles player. No, it's going to go off a Comets player to the Eagles. Now Engadine to inbound. Crandall gets it up to French. Leah French, left-handed dribble across the midcourt line. French now gets it over to Butkovich. Butkovich far corner to French. Right in front of the Mackinac City bench. Now French between the circles for Engadine. Gets it over to Butkovich. Slow, deliberate pace to start this one. Now here's French at the free throw line. She drives, puts up a shot. No, but she was fouled, and that'll be the first free throws of the game for Engadine. That'll be the first foul on the Comets. That'll go against number 23, Rianne Hingston. So at the line for Engadine, number 12, Aaliyah French, she'll shoot two. First free throw up, that one no good, so she'll shoot one more. 5:44 to play in this first quarter, 2-2 tie. Second free throw rattles in for Aaliyah French, her first point, and it's 3-2 Engadine. 5:40 to play in this first quarter. Now the Comets with it, Calista Bell. With the ball, now she loses it to Vaughn on the steal. Sophia Vaughn going in to lay it up with the left hand, and she does. Sophia Vaughn with four, and Engadine with a 5-2 lead. Now Mack City across the midcourt line. Here's Madison Smith at the free throw line. Between the circles to Postula. Over on the near side, Bell. Now entry pass inside. That's Smith putting up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Butkovich for the Eagles. Engadine with the ball, leading 5-2, 5-10 to play in the first quarter. Now Vaughn from way downtown. That one's way off the mark. I think that was a little bit of a forced shot there by Sevilla Vaughn. That'll go back to the Comets. St. Ignace Saints, they have not left yet. They're sitting right below our broadcast booth as head coach Doug Ingles and crew scouting this one a bit. Of course, the Saints didn't play Engadine this year. Now a steal by Vaughn again. That's two steals for her. And that's going to be a quick foul on Mack City. That'll be their second. That's going to go against Madison Smith, her first. We got a timeout on the court, 4:54 to play here in this first quarter. Engadine with a 5-2 lead. So you look at this Mackinac City Comets roster. They have 15 players that they've brought up for this one. And you want to talk about the future looking bright for Mack City? They have one senior, number 3, Calista Bell. They have 3 juniors, Jill Liddy, along with Caroline Summers and Carissa Srorka. They have 4 sophomores, and they have 5 freshmen, along with 2 eighth graders on this squad. So this Mackinac City team in the Northern Lights Conference, you might want to get used to them being here in districts against the EUP teams. They have built a pretty good program down there, and there's not a lot of girls to go around, one of the smaller schools, and I can't say enough good things about what Jake Huffman and Elijah may have done with this Mackinac City Comets program. Happened to umpire with Elijah from time to time, so it's even better to see that, and he's as good a ump as he is coach and AD. And that's good. Makes me look bad. Good thing I don't have him in the broadcast booth. That's going to be an out-of-bounds play to Engadine. Vaughn inbound, getting it to Crandall. Now top of the circle, French. French at the free throw line. Now she drives, loses the ball, and that's going to stay with Engadine. 4:30 to play in this first quarter. 5-2 lead for the Eagles. Looking to advance and take on St. Ignace on Thursday. If it's Engadine, we'll be here on Oldies 93. Now Vaughn in the paint. She's going to be fouled before the shot. That'll be the third team foul on the Comets. That's going to go against Rianne Hingston. That's her second. So we may see a substitution in for Engadine, or rather Mac City, and we do. Our first look at number two, Gabby Bell. Now Vaughn to inbound for the Eagles. Underneath the Comets basket. Vaughn gets it to the corner to French. Now French in the paint, drives, left-handed shot off the mark, rebound picked up by Butkovich. Now that one blocked, nice block there by Huffman for the Comets. Here comes Mac City, down 5-2. Comets with it. Bell puts up the 10-footer, no. Gets the rebound off the high glass, no. That was Huffman, and that's going to be another foul on Mac City as Vaughn gets the rebound. That'll go against Huffman, her first team foul number four for Mac City here in this first quarter. 4:06 to play in the first quarter. 5-2 lead for Engadine. Vaughn with 4 points to lead all scorers with the ball for Engadine. Vaughn, top of the circle, lob pass, and a nice one inside to Crandall. She missed the shot. Rebounded by number 55. That's Copsey. That one's no good. And the Comets come up with it. Madison Smith with it. Now a long pass. It's going to be a travel before, and good job by Sophia Vaughn. Boy, she plays both sides of the ball for Engadine. She's had a couple steals and caused that turnover there for Mac City. So not the start the Comets wanted by any stretch. Engadine with the ball, leading by three. 3:40 to play in this first quarter. Now Vaughn, lob pass inside again. Shot off the glass, no, by Crandall. Rebound by Copsey. That one no good. Third opportunity. That one short by French. And finally the ball goes to Mac City. Comets with it, trailing by three. Moving the ball up court. Huffman, pass. That one stolen by Butkovich. Mac City looks a little nervous in this one. Now a nice entry pass to Copsey underneath. She puts it up off the glass and misses that one. Nothing going in for both sides right now. Mac City with the ball. 5-2 Engadine lead, 3:10 to play in this first quarter. Huffman with it, top of the circle for the Comets. Now a steal by the Eagles, that one by Crandall. Now Crandall will get it to French. Sloppy basketball here in this first quarter. French over to Copsey, now she launches a three left side, that one short, gets her own rebound back to Vaughn. Vaughn will slow down play, 2:45 to play here in this first quarter. Now Vaughn right of the lane, drives, puts up a shot, no. Picked up by Huffman, and that's going to be a foul on Vaughn, way away from the basket. And that's going to be Sophia Vaughn's first foul, team foul number two for the Eagles. 2:42 to play in this low-scoring first quarter, 5-2 lead for Engadine. Comets with the ball, Postula, now she loses another steal, this one by Vaughn. Vaughn, 2-on-1, and that one, oh boy. That one goes out of bounds. She tried to get it over to Crandall, but kind of ran out of real estate there, as I don't think either coach is going to be real happy with how things have developed so far. Now the Eagles with it. 3-point shot. That one way off the mark by Butkovich. Now the Eagles get it. On the rebound, French. He puts up the shot. No, but she was fouled. And Leia French will shoot two free throws for Engadine. That'll be the fifth team foul on the Comets. That'll go against Gabby Bell. And so French shooting two. She makes the first free throw. She's 2 of 3 from the line. Giving Engadine a 6-2 lead. 2:21 to play in this first quarter. Second free throw up by French. That one's good. So French makes two. She has three all from the line, and it's 7-2 Eagles. 2:15 to play in this first quarter. Mac City with the ball, Postula on the right wing side. Now Postula, lob pass inside, running out of real estate, keeping it alive to Smith. Now the Comets again looking pretty nervy right now. Bell gets it to Summers. Now Huffman with it at the free throw line. Sullivan in the paint to Huffman. Now Smith has it, getting up top to Gabby Bell. She launches the three. That one's no good. Rebound inside, picked up by the Comets, missing the shot. That was Smith. Now Copsey on the rebound. That's going to be another foul, I think, on Mac City. And that's going to be their sixth already, and that's Madison Smith's second. So Max City getting in some early foul trouble here, and so Ingenine could be getting a whole bunch of opportunities at the free throw line in the second quarter. Eagles with the ball leading 7-2. Here's French with it. Over in the far corner, up to Vaughn. Now Sophia Vaughn in the paint. Outside, a wide open shot. That one way off the mark again by Pocken. Rebound to the Comets. Here comes Max City trying to press. Huffman gets it inside. Nice pass underneath, and no. Shot by Postula, no good, but she'll shoot free throws as the Comets will get their first chances from the line, and that foul will go on Leia French. That's her first. So at the line for Mackinac City, number 15, Amarley Postula, one of the freshman starters. First free throw, no good, so she'll shoot one more. Minute 27 left in this first quarter. Low-scoring game. If you're Mack City, though, you're not that disappointed. You're only down 5 at this point. Second free throw up. That one's good. So Postula gets her first point, and now it's 7-3. Minute 25 left in this first quarter. French with the ball over to Crando. Now a three. Sophia Vaughn. Yes, ma'am. Sophia Vaughn drains it from outside. She has 7, and it's 10-3 Eagles. Buck 10 left in this first quarter. Postula with the ball for Mack City. Now Postula over the far corner. Bell, she launches the three. That's off the back iron. Rebound picked up by Crandall. Ingenine now entry pass to Pocken. Pocken underneath the left hand, putting it up and in. She has 2, and it's a 12-3 Eagles lead. 50 seconds left here in this first quarter. Gabby Bell cross midcourt line. That's going to be a hand check or a foul on Crandall. Her first, it'll be team foul number 4 for the Eagles. 47 seconds left in this first quarter. Mackinac City with the ball, trailing 12-3. Sophia Vaughn with 7 for the Eagles. Now turnover there, as that was Postula trying to drive, picked up by Pocken. Pocken with the ball over to Vaughn. Now Vaughn, far corner, Crandall. She launches a three. That one's too strong. Rebound picked up by Bell. Now here come the Comets with it. Now another steal. Boy, Mack City just not doing a good job hanging on to the ball so far. Steal by the Eagles. Copsey with it. Copsey now looking, driving to the hoop. A shot with the right hand in. That's Butkovich, her first two, and the Eagles lead 14-3. 10 seconds left in this first quarter. Mackinac City with the ball. That's number 21, Sullivan, getting it to Bell. 5 seconds left. Bell over the near side. Huffman. Mack City needs to shoot it. They do it. The buzzer. Gabby Bell. That's no good. After one, it's all Ingenine. They lead Mackinac City by the score of 14-3 in this regional semifinal in Pelston. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Here in Pelston, Michigan, for this regional semifinal between Ingenine and Mackinac City, it's all Eagles. They lead by the score of 14-3 as we start the second quarter. Mack City with the ball. Now another turnover as Mackinac City really having trouble hanging on to the ball. And I would say that Ingenine's defense is good, but that's really not the reason that these turnovers are happening. Mackinac City just having all sorts of trouble hanging on to the ball right now. Ingenine with the ball. It's going to be a travel by Copsey. The winner of this game will take on St. Ignace Thursday night here in Pelson for an opportunity to advance to a D4 quarterfinal. If it's Ingenine, will be here on Oldies 93. As that's going to be an over and back on Mackinac City. And they trail by 11. Our broadcast engineer tonight, Frank Blissett, back in the Oldies 93 studios. After one quarter in Manistique, Sioux High leading Escanaba by the score of 16-13. However, Julia Beaumont, she left the game with an injury, and that's not good news for the Blue Devils. We don't like to speculate on that, but that's not good. We'll keep our ears open for that one. Now we have a foul. We're a ball out of bounds. No, it will be a foul on the Comets. That'll go against number 12, Larissa Huffman, her second. So at the line, Sophia Vaughn, who has 7 points for the Eagles, she'll shoot a 1-1. Ingenine, 3 of 4 from the line. First free throw up, good. Vaughn with 8. She's their leading scorer. I mentioned 1,000-point scorer, always a benchmark for any high school basketball player. Ironically, 1,000 more points than I scored in high school basketball and counting. I don't know what her total is, but mine's 0. So whatever her total is, that's that much more than mine. 16-3, a three-pointer there. Fans wanted a foul. Might have been one warranted there, but none called. Now here's Vaughn with it. Vaughn, nice move. Vaughn to the hoop. Off the glass, no. Rebound inside Copsey. She puts it up and in. And Engadine having their way right now with Mackinac City. They lead by the score of 18-3 with 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Mack City just trying to get some shots off here. They're struggling. Now a long two up and in by Madison Smith. Her first two. And it's 18-5 Eagles. 6:45 to play in the second quarter. Vaughn with the ball. Sophia Vaughn being guarded by Hingston. Now Vaughn over to French. Now ball goes out of bounds. A rare turnover for the Eagles. 6:38 to play in the second quarter. Engadine with an 18-5 lead over Mackinac City down in Pelston. Beautiful facility here in Pelston to broadcast a regional. You're right on top of the action. You got the balcony, all sorts of room up here. And they always treat us very well when we come down to Pelston. So hats off to the Pelston administration and all the folks that help us out with the broadcast. Now a shot up and in by Madison Smith. So she has back-to-back hoops, and it's an 11-point lead for Engadine. 6:15 to play here in the second quarter. Wide open right wing, French three. Yes, ma'am! Leia French now with 6 points, and it's 21-7 Eagles. And we're going to have a travel again. Mackinac City, too many unforced errors in this one. And again, they have a very young lineup, so nerves could be part of that tonight. Now checking back in for Engadine, Emma Butkovich, as she replaces Isabella Copsey. Engadine with the ball. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Vaughn on the right wing up top. French. Leia French with it. Now in the far corner, Kobe. Mary Jane Kobe, I should say. I don't know if it's Kobe or Kobe. I never get pronunciation on that, so my apologies if I got that one wrong. 5:48 to play in this second quarter. We have a timeout on the court, and it's all Engadine as they lead by the score of 21-7. So looking at these Division IV girls regionals, we mentioned the winner of this game will take on St. Ignace. That game will be here on Thursday night. I believe that's a 6 o'clock start time. I'll have to get confirmation of that here on the next break. Looking at the schedule real quick, let's see. Yeah, it will be a 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off. And if it's Engadine, which it looks like it very well could be right now, we'll be here on Oldies 93. And the winner of this regional will take on the winner of the regional in Kingsford. That features Barriga, Munising, Launce, and Kearney Nadu. And that game will either be in the Sioux or Escanaba. If it's St. Ignace or Engadine, it would lead me to believe that will be in Escanaba. Now the Comets with it. Off the timeout, trailing 21-7. Now another steal by the Eagles. This one by Vaughn. She gets it up quickly to Crandall. Now Crandall pass inside to Butkovich. Butkovich right of the lane, stolen there by Hingston. Nice play by the Comets player, and that's going to be a travel, though. And boy, they're just having too many opportunities lost by these almost unforced errors. That was right underneath her own basket, Hingston, and she just took too many steps there with no pressure. Now Vaughn, that one swatted away by Madison Smith. Nice play by her with the two fouls. Mack City trying to claw their way back, trailing 21-7 underneath, up off the glass and in. That's Postula. She has three, and Mack City starting to come alive here in this quarter, but they still trail by 12. 5 minutes to play in this second quarter. Engadine with the ball, now driving to the hoop, underhand shot off the glass, no good. Rebound picked up by the Eagles. That was French with the opportunity. That one misses. Rebound by Gabby Bell for Mack City. Now the Comets trying to cut the lead to 10 with the ball. Hingston between the circles, over to Bell. Now on the left side, Callista Bell gets it back to Gabby Bell. Bounce pass to the free throw line, Smith. Now Smith drives, shot off the high glass, putting it in. So Madison Smith with 6 points all in this quarter, and that's a 10-point lead for Engadine. So Mack City clawing their way back here, playing a lot better basketball here in the second quarter. Engadine with the ball, leading by 10. French, top of the circle for Engadine. She's being guarded by Bell. Now pass inside to Vaughn, double team, putting it up off the glass and in. Sophia Vaughn, tough shot. She has 11. And the Eagles lead by 12. So So we approach the halfway point of the second quarter. Now we're going to have another travel. And, boy, the Mac City fans are not liking some of these calls. And I got to say, I agree with that one. It looked like a foul, but our official did not call that one. And that's not winning him many fans in Mackinac City. If he's from the UP, he may have to pay double when he goes across the bridge. It's tough to be an official, I'll tell you that much. But I think they got that one wrong. Engadine with the ball, leading by 12. Over in the far corner, Kolb gets it up top to Pockin. Now Pockin on the right wing to Crandall. Crandall gets it back. She'll fling it over to French. Now French a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound inside Butkovich. And she'll be fouled. And boy, Mackinac City fans really are not liking how this game has developed as far as some of these calls. And that's a big foul as well. That's on Huffman. That's her third. So at the line for Engadine, Butkovich. She'll shoot two, missing the first free throw. She'll shoot one more. So Huffman with three fouls. We're not sure if we'll see her much in the second quarter. Second free throw up, and that one's no good. So French misses them both. Now rather Butkovich gets the rebound, and the Eagles have it. Up top, and that's going to be a 3-second violation on Engadine, so the ball will go to Mac City. 3:43 to play in this second quarter. Mackinac City with the ball, trailing by 12. Now pass inside. A shot off the high glass and in. That Julia Sullivan. So Mac City using the high glass to their advantage, and it's a 10-point game. 3:30 to play in this second quarter. Crowd starting to come alive here in Pelston. Now a long two off the mark. That one by Butkovich, and we're going to have a rebound go out of bounds. We'll stay with Engadine. We're going to have a timeout by head coach Jake Huffman of Mackinac City. Looks like a 30-second timeout. Well, maybe not. I thought he signaled for the timeout, but and he did, so I was correct the first time. 3:19 to play in this second quarter. It's 23-13, the lead for Engadine. So we talked about the potential quarterfinal between the UP teams. On the other side of the bracket here in Division Four, you have Martin taking on Cologne, as well as Fruitport Calvary Christian. They're taking on St. Joseph Michigan Lutheran. That's one regional going on in Martin. The other regional has Camden Fronter, or Frontier, whatever it is, taking on Fowler. And Battle Creek Calhoun Christian will take on Litchfield. I know nothing about any of those teams, but I would imagine they're good because they're at a regional level. So off the timeout, Engadine with the ball, leading by 10, 3:19 to play in the second quarter. Law on the baseline, that's French. Now French drives, nice pass inside to Copsey. She puts it up off the glass and in. She has four, and it's a 12-point lead for the Eagles. 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Mackinac City with the ball. Now another steal, this one by French. French now with the left-handed dribble, driving, putting up off the glass, no good. Rebound by Vaughn. She puts it up and in. Sophia Vaughn with 13 points. And the Eagles with their biggest lead of the night, it's 14. 2:50 to play. Now Mackinac City with it. Another steal by Engadine, but the Comets get it back and one. As that's Postula putting it in, she has five. And that'll cut the lead to 12, and she will go to the line shooting one. So Postula, one of two from the free throw line. She has 5 points on the night. She'll shoot one free throw here and miss it. Rebound goes to the Eagles. French, across the midcourt line for Engadine. Eagles lead by 12. Coming at halftime, we'll recap the scoring. Now a pass underneath again, right to Copsey. She's finding herself open underneath with that size. She has six, and it's a 14-point lead. Comets with the ball, driving to the hoop with the right hand. That shot wild, no good. Copsey on the rebound, getting it to French. Now here's French at the far sideline, and that ball's going to go out of bounds. I think they're going to call a reach-in foul on Hingston. If it's on her, that's her third. Are they just going to call it out of bounds? I think they're just calling it out of bounds, so no foul on Hingston. 2:16 to play in the second quarter, 29-15 Engadine. The winner of this one will take on St. Ignace here Thursday night, 6 o'clock. It's Engadine. We'll have the call right here on Oldies 93. Now a three far side. Yes, ma'am. Leia French with three. She has six in this quarter, nine for the game, And it's 32-15 Ingedine. Now another steal. Here's Vaughn. Uncontested layup underneath right hand. Good. Sophia Vaughn with 8 points in the quarter, 15 for the half. And the Eagles starting to build their lead now. It's 19. Mackinac City with it over along the far sideline. Now inside, stolen again by Copsey. Oh, nice behind the back pass to French. Now pass a little too strong there for the Ingedine player underneath. That was Crandall, stolen by the Comets. Now that ball will go out of bounds. We'll stay with Mack City with a minute 32 to play in this second quarter. Bell to inbound for the Comets. Ingedine's led throughout this one. Mackinac City clawed back to within 10 here in the second quarter, but Ingedine on a bit of a run to end it so far. Now a long two up top, no good. That shot by Postula, rebound picked up by the Comet, or rather the Eagles, and that's going to be a foul on number 10, Madison Smith. That's her third, and that's not a good foul for her to take. Way away from the basket, putting the leading scorer for Ingedine on the line, is shooting a 1-1. So you have Madison Smith with three, Larissa Huffman with three for Mackinac City. Gracie Beauchamp's first action for Mack City in this one. Another freshman. Now Vaughn 1-1. Rattles that one home. That took every part of the rim and then some. Sophia Vaughn now with 9 points in the quarter, 16 for the half. As the Eagles lead by the score of 36-15, as I mentioned, coming up at halftime, we'll get some scores from around the area. We'll recap the scoring in this one. Vaughn misses the second free throw, rebound inside. That was Butkovich. That'll go out of bounds. We'll stay with Ingedine. Last check in Manistique, it was Suhai leading Escanaba after one by the score of 16-13. Winner of that one will take on either Cadillac or Standish Sterling Thursday in Gaylord. Now the Eagles with it. Cameron over in the far sideline. Now up to French. French with the ball. Now left of the lane, putting up the left-handed shot. No good. Rebound picked up by Cameron. She misses the shot. Another offensive rebound. Another miss by Ingedine as they are just killing the offensive boards right now in this contest. Ingedine will keep the ball. Minute left here in this quarter. And a half. Now lob pass up top to Crandall. Crandall with the ball for Ingedine. On the right wing to French. Now in the far corner, Copsey. Back to French. Now she launches from three. Good! Leia French with three threes in the second quarter. She has 12. And the Eagles starting to run away with this one. They lead by the score of 38-15. Now Mackinac City with the ball. That's going to be a foul on Ingedine. They'll be just their sixth, so they won't go to the line yet. As Mack City now one away from the bonus. That foul will go on Cameron, her first. Now the Comets with it. They lose the ball to the floor. We're going to have a jump ball situation. This should keep the ball with Mackinac City. 32 seconds left in this second quarter. And we got another foul, this one on Ingedine. And so that will send Mackinac City to the line, just one of three from the free throw line so far. As that foul will go on Isabella Copsey, her first. Want to say hello to Mitchell and Jim Lee Hockey. We're here for highlights on 9 and 10 News Sports Overtime tonight from both this game and the St. Ignace win over Posen. Free throw missed by the Comets. Rebound by Ingedine. See if they play this one out with 20 seconds left. They've led this one throughout and are in good position to advance to the regional final Thursday against St. Ignace. 10 seconds left. Ingedine with the ball. Cameron now a steal by the Comets. See if they can get a late hoop here. As the Comets with the ball, 5 seconds. They need to get a shot off here. As that's Postula moving it over at the buzzer. Beauchamp, no good. And at halftime, the Ingedine Eagles lead the Mackinac City Comets by the score of 38-15 in this Division IV regional semifinal from Pelston, Michigan. We're going to take a break here and be back with our halftime show. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Back in Pelston, Michigan for this regional semifinal between Mackinac City and the Ingedine Eagles. And at halftime, it's all Engadine as they lead the Comets by the score of 38-15. Sophia Vaughn leading the way for the Eagles tonight. She has 16 points, 12 points from Leah French, including three threes in that second quarter. Isabella Copsey with six for Engadine, Emma Butkovich and Kiara Pockin with two each for the Eagles. For Max City, they were led by Madison Smith, who had 6 points. Marley Postula with five, two apiece from Larissa Huffman and Julia Sullivan. Engadine 6 of 10 from the free throw line in that first half. Mackinac City 1 of 4. No real foul trouble for Engadine. They don't have a player with more than one foul. And for Mack City, they have two players with three fouls, a pair of starters, Madison Smith and Larissa Huffman. The winner of this game will take on St. Ignace Thursday night for the regional final here in Pelston. St. Ignace all over Posen in our first game by the score of 65-23. At last check in Manistique, it was Suhai leading Escanaba 16-13 in their Division II regional semifinal. The winner of that one will take on Cadillac or Standish Sterling. And right now, after one, it's Standish Sterling leading Cadillac by the score of 13-12. We're going to take our final break here in our halftime show. We come back, we'll have the start of this second half from Pelston in this Division IV regional semifinal. Engadine leading Mackinac City by the score of 38-15. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Scott Nason back in Pelston, Michigan. Our broadcast engineer tonight, Frank Blissett, back in the Oldies 93 studio. It's our EUP Game of the Week, the Division IV regional semifinal in girls basketball between the Engadine Eagles and Mackinac City, the winner to play St. Ignace on Thursday. And right now, it looks like that winner will be Engadine as they lead by the score of 38-15. Over in Manistique tonight, or I should say up and over from where I'm at tonight, Suhai taking on Escanaba over on 1230 WSO with Dave Watson and Ray Bell at halftime. The Blue Devils lead Escanaba by the score of 34-24. So looking at our broadcast schedule postseason-wise for EUP Game of the Week and Suhai Blue Devils basketball, we got a busy night tomorrow night on Oldies 93. Matt Pocket will be down in Cedarville for boys basketball district semifinals as Cedarville will take on Mackinac City in the opening game. 5:15 pregame show right here on Oldies 93. The second game sees Pickford taking on Mackinac Island. Down in Grayling on 1230 WSOO, Suhai Blue Devil district semifinal. Dave Watson and Ray Bell will be in Grayling. 5:15 pregame show for the tip-off as the Blue Devils will take on Kingsley. And then Thursday night at the Suhai Blue Devil girls win, they'll be down in Gaylord for that regional final between either Cadillac or Standish Sterling. And if Engadine hangs on here in this second half, we'll be back here Thursday on Oldies 93 for our EUP Game of the Week, as it'll be Engadine taking on St. Ignace. Either myself or Matt Pocket will be doing that game. We're trying to get confirmation of that as we speak. And if the Blue Devils make it to the district final Friday in Grayling, we'll have that one on 1230 WSLO, starting the pregame show at 6:45, and Matt Pocket will have the Friday boys district final from Cedarville. And so that's a lot of basketball on our airwaves, and we're not even done after that, so stay tuned. Engadine with the ball to start this second half, leading by the score of 38-15. Sophia Vaughn with 16 points for the Eagles to lead all scorers. Now Engadine with it. They've led throughout this game. Now a steal there by Hingston. Hingston lays it up the left hand. Oh, she misses the layup. My goodness. Some nervy moments for Mackinac City here tonight. Very young team. I think the stage might be getting to them a bit. Engadine with the ball. Butkovich with it. Butkovich up top to French. Now French over to Vaughn. Sophia Vaughn, bounce pass inside Copsey. She puts up the shot off the high glass and in. Isabella Copsey's had a nice game. She has 8, and it's 40-15. We saw the running clock in the third quarter of St. Ignace's win over Posen. We may see that here in this one. It's a little ways away from that, but it's a possibility. Now a three-pointer up top. Hingston, that one's off the mark. Max City yet to sink a three-pointer so far. Eagles with the rebound. Crandall over the far sideline. Butkovich, she puts up the shot. No. Rebound inside. We're going to have a jump ball. And that'll give the ball to Mac City. 6:45 to play in this third quarter. A beautiful March night here in northern Michigan. A beautiful sunny evening. Nice drive down. Expect a pretty decent drive back as well. You never know. These conditions in March sometimes can be a little hairy. Now underneath the basket, the Comets with it, and they just throw it out of bounds. Madison Smith. And another turnover. We're not keeping turnover stats here per se, but they would very much be in favor of Engadine at this point. Eagles with the ball, leading by 25. Now Vaughn has it up top. Swings it over to French. Copsey's pass. That one's stolen by the Comets. That's Huffman now giving it right back to Engadine. And the Eagles get it back. Vaughn at the midcourt line. Over on the right wing, French. Now pass inside with the right hand up and in. Butkovich, she has four, and it's 42-15 Engadine. Now Mac City across the midcourt line, desperately looking for some points here. Now a pass stolen by Vaughn, but she didn't go for it. I thought she would try to keep that ball alive, but it goes out of bounds. We'll stay with Mac City. 5:47 to play in this third quarter. Comets with it underneath the Eagles basket. Now another steal by Engadine. Mac City trying to get it back. They do. Over the far side, there's a three. That one's way off the mark. Goes right to Vaughn for the Eagles. Copsey gets it to Vaughn. Now Vaughn across midcourt line for Engadine. Pass inside. Open Butkovich and one. Emma Butkovich with six. And Engadine starting to roll now. They lead by the score of 44-15. That'll be the first foul in the second half. That'll go against Postula, her first. Engadine, 6 of 10 from the free throw line. They'll shoot one as Emma Butkovich with 6 points for the Eagles. And she'll put that one up an inch. She now has 7, and it's a 30-point lead. 5:20 to play in this third quarter. Mac City with it over in the far corner. Long to Bell. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by the Eagles. Now Vaughn goes to the floor, but French keeps it alive, although I think she went, not quite sure what they called there. Now they're going to give the ball to Engadine. Wasn't quite sure of the call there. Not quite sure if our official was quite sure of the call there, to be quite honest, but it stays with the Eagles. French up to Vaughn. NBA three. No, that one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by the Comets. That's Huffman. Huffman now almost traveled. She'll get it over to Bell. Now far side, faking the three is Hingston. Hingston drives, puts up a shot. No, but she traveled before the shot, and things just not going Mac City's way. They've had a wonderful season, winning the Northern Lights Conference, winning another district, but tonight has not been their night. Credit Engadine, they played a solid game. Vaughn with it, and we're going to have a 3-second violation on the Eagles. So they'll get the ball back to Mac City. 4:40 to play in this third quarter. Mackinac City with the ball. Huffman across the midcourt line. Now at the free throw line, that's Smith. Smith puts up a shot, no, but she'll shoot 2 free throws, as that'll be Mackinac City's 5th free throw attempt, 5th and 6th free throw attempts coming up. As that foul will go against Copsey, that's her second. 4:31 to play in this third quarter. 30-point lead for Engadine. Make it 29 as Smith makes the first free throw. She has 7 to lead all Comet scores. Now Smith at the line, shooting one more. Second free throw up, and that one's good. So Smith makes them both. She has 8. Mackinac City now 3 of 6 from the charity stripe. But the Eagles lead by 28. Now almost a steal by Mac City. Engadine keeps it alive underneath, finding the shot, missing the shot. That's Butkovich. Now another chance. Third opportunity, no good. And we're going to have a jump ball. And Engadine really getting a lot of offensive rebounds tonight, but they've missed a lot of the shots where they've gotten the offensive rebounds on. Engadine will keep it. Vaughn to inbound. Now a shot up underneath and in by French. She has 14, and that gets the lead back up to 30. 4 minutes to play in this third quarter. Now a steal by Vaughn. She's going to bring it up with the right hand, off the glass and in. Sophia Vaughn with 18, and it's a 32-point lead for Engadine. We could very well see the running clock here. Now a steal again by the Eagles, but we're going to have a jump ball, as that was Smith and Copsey both going for the ball, but Mac City will get it on the possession arrow. So it looks like we'll be here on Thursday night for St. Ignace and Engadine, the regional final, right to advance to a quarterfinal matchup. Now another steal by the Eagles, and we're going to have another jump ball, I believe. This one will go to Engadine. Engadine and St. Ignace did not play during the regular season this year, as we have a timeout on the court with 3:44 to play here in this third quarter. Engadine and Cedarville usually play during the regular season, but for some reason they didn't this year. Be their first matchup of the year, assuming they hang on to this one. And you can't say enough about the athletic program in Engadine. We get down there from time to time, and in every sport, they're just solid, and they don't have the numbers. They're one of the smaller schools in the area, but you look at their football team making the playoffs, having, you know, 10-win seasons. The boys' basketball team, you know, they're still in the mix, knocking off Brimley last night. They very well could win that district, either Newberry, Rudyard, or Engadine. And this girls' program that year in and year out just does wonderful things. And, you know, it's a small community in Engadine, but they support the team very well. And you got a lot. I don't know if there's anybody in Engadine actually left listening tonight. If you are, we appreciate you listening, but it's a good crowd from Engadine. I would expect that they will be here on Thursday, and you know that St. Ignace always travels well, so likely Engadine-St. Ignace regional final, but we still have some basketball to play out here in Pelston. Off the timeout, Eagles with the ball, leading 49-17. Vaughn, who has 18 points for the Eagles, with the ball, getting it to French. Back to Vaughn, now French has it. French over to Vaughn. Now Vaughn, pass inside Copsey. She puts a tough shot, one partially blocked by Smith, and she'll keep the ball. Madison Smith gets it up to Bell. Across the midcourt line, Gabby Bell throws it over. Now a two. That's going to be a travel, though. And a lot of freshmen out there playing for Mac City. That was one of them there, Rianne Hinkston. Actually, she's a sophomore. But some good experience for this Mackinac City squad. And well, they got a lot of players returning, so they very well could be back in a regional next year. Eagles with the ball. French with it. Inside to Copsey. He puts a shot off the glass and in. So she's in double digits with 10. Vaughn with 18. You have French with 14. And Copsey with 10 for the Eagles, as they're a mere 3 points away from, or rather 6 points away from, potential running clock. We have 2:40 to play in this third quarter. Here's Smith with it. In the paint, shot. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up, and we're going to have a jump ball called. And that'll keep the ball with Mackinac City. 2:32 to play in this third quarter. 51-17 lead for Engadine. Now the Comets with it. A three. Far side. Good. So Mac City finally gets a three. That's Postula. She has eight. And the lead back down to 31. 2:20 to play in this third quarter. Engadine with the ball. Pass partially blocked there by Huffman, as the Comets will get the ball. Across the midcourt line, Huffman over on the left wing to Postula. Now on the right wing, Bell inside to Smith. Bounce pass along the baseline. Sullivan, and that's going to be a foul on Engadine. So Mac City not going away without a fight. They're going to shoot two free throws. Is that just the second foul in the second half for Engadine? That's going to go on Pocken, her second. So at the line, number 21, Julia Sullivan, she'll miss the first free throw. She has two, and she'll shoot one more. So Sullivan's second free throw up. That one rattles in. Sullivan with three. And it's a 30-point lead with 2 minutes left. There's Vaughn along the baseline with the shot. That one's short. Rebound picked up by the Comets. Across the baseline. rather midcourt line. That's Smith, and we're going to have a travel, and that'll go back to Engadine. Minute 45 left in this third quarter. Eagles, I wouldn't say in cruise control, but they are in control of this one. Now Vaughn, right wing, three. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by the Comets. That's Huffman. Now Huffman finds some space underneath, puts up a shot, no. And that's going to go off a Max City player on the baseline to the Eagles. Minute 29 left in this fourth quarter. After three quarters in Manistique, Suhai still has their 10-point lead. It's 45-35 over Escanaba. There's Copsey underneath again, putting it up and in. She has 12, and all her shots seem to be just like that. 32-point lead for the Eagles. Minute 10 left. Now along the baseline, Comets with it. That's a long two by Smith. That one's off the mark. Rebound just kind of held on the back of the Mackinac City player. Sullivan goes to Engadine. Here's Vaughn with it. Vaughn driving to the hoop. Off the glass, up and in. Boy, Vaughn, she's a good-looking player out there. She has 20, and that's a 55-21 lead for the Eagles. Now here's Smith. She loses it in the paint. She'll get it back up top. Now swing it over to Postula. Inside to Smith. Now she makes the drive to the hoop. Misses the layup, though. Rebound picked up by Copsey. Now here's Vaughn with it. Vaughn across the midcourt line. As the Eagles with it, that's number 20 for Engadine, Lauren King. The freshman didn't have her on my roster initially, but she turns over the ball, goes back to Max City. Could see some of these players that were brought up from the JV for this in this fourth quarter. We're not quite yet to the running clock, but we're within reach of it, that's for sure. Speaking of reach, Sophia Vaughn reaches in and steals the ball. One-on-one, Vaughn, fake shot, no, but she'll shoot two free throws for Engadine. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on a WNBY Oldies 93. My name is Scott Nason, our broadcast engineer, Frank Blissett. We have 20 seconds left in this third quarter of this regional semifinal in Pelston. It's all Engadine as they lead by the score of 56-21. Sophia Vaughn just made one free throw. She just makes her second free throw. She has 22 points on the night, and it's a rout now for Engadine. The winner of this game will take on St. Ignace Thursday night, and we'll have that game right here on Oldies 93, starting at the pregame show at 5:45. Now the Comets with it. 5 seconds left here in the third. Bell with a long three. Oh, she almost sunk that. And after three quarters of play, it's all Engadine. They lead by the score of 57-21. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Back in Pelston, Michigan. Fourth quarter just starting here as Engadine in control of this one. In this regional semifinal leading 57-21. Sophia Vaughn with 22 points to lead all scorers for the Eagles. Madison Smith and Marley Postula with 8 each for Max City, as it looks like it will be Engadine and St. Ignace in the regional final here on Thursday. The Eagles with the ball. That's French with it, as that shot will go in, and they'll count it. She'll get one free throw as well, as we are very close to the running clock. So French now with 16 points, and that's going to be it for Larissa Huffman. She will foul out. And she will finish the night with 2 points. She'll be back. She's just a freshman, so you'll see her a lot over the next few years. Free throw in by French. She had 17. Engadine, 10 of 13 from the free throw line. They're doing a good job, really, on both ends of the court tonight. They lead by 39, so if they can stop Max City here and get a basket, we'll see the running clock probably throughout the rest of this one. As that's a shot by Smith, no good. She'll get her own rebound for Max City. Now a long two. No good. That one will go out of bounds. Nice box out there by Lauren King for Engadine. So the Eagles with the bucket here can get it to the running clock as we have 7 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Engadine with the ball. French inside. Butkovich shot. That one short. Rebounded by Bell. Now a steal by Engadine underneath Butkovich, and she'll put it up and in. And that'll give us the running clock, and Engadine's going to win this game. And they're going to take on at St. Ignace on Thursday. As the Saints now departing, the Ingalls clan are leaving the building. Scouting this one a bit. And that'll be changing as Emma Butkovich will go to the bench for Engadine. So we have a running clock with 6:25 to play in the fourth quarter. Now along the baseline, Smith dishes it out. Now a long two up and in by Postula. No, she's in double digits with 10. And the Eagles lead by 39. Engadine now will walk the ball up court. French with it. French now on the left wing. That's Cameron. She'll get it over to Crandall. Crandall looking inside to Cameron. Now Cameron shot off the glass. No rebound inside, taken by Smith for the Comets. Max Diddy still fighting hard, trailing by 39. And now, ooh, there's a big collision there. And going right to the floor was number 24 for Max City, Jersey Beauchamp, the eighth grader. And so her first regional action ended up with a bump on the court. She's okay, though. She's laughing. And welcome to high school basketball. That was a tough collision there. Engadine with the ball, leading big. 5:20 to play. Now driving to the hoop. Off the glass. No. That's number 12, Leia French, but that'll be two free throws for Engadine. So both these semifinals kind of play into the script, if you will. You knew that both Engadine and St. Ignace were heavy favorites in these games. As that free throw up and in by French, she's putting together a nice night. She has 18. Clock running, 5 minutes to play. Second free throw up and good. So, boy, Engadine doing a heck of a job from the free throw line tonight. 12 of 15. That's good numbers on any level. And they lead by 41. Now Max City with it. That's a long three, partially blocked there by Crandall. Kept alive and put up off the glass. No, that's Smith. Rebound will go out of bounds. We'll stay with Max City. So we will be here Thursday night on Oldies 93 for our EUP Game of the Week. Pre-game show will be at 5:45 on Thursday night. Now Mackinac City with it. Turnaround shot up and in by Smith. So she joins Postula in a double digits with 10. And it's a 39-point lead for the Eagles. Engadine putting together a nice season this year, and you can't say enough about Mackinac City and the season they had. They're going to be disappointed, obviously, in this one, but overall, they've had a heck of a season. Is that shot off the glass? No. And that's going to be Jersey Beauchamp, the eighth grader, will get a chance to put some points on the board, and I would venture to say that there's probably not a lot of eighth graders that have scored points in regionals. A lot of times these teams that are small don't get to the regionals. So I would like to look that stat up one of these days to see how many eighth graders have scored. My son, an eighth grade basketball player, he has not scored yet. I don't think Sioux High is going to be bringing up eighth graders for their district starting tomorrow. Now second free throw up and no good. So Beauchamp misses them both. Rebound kept alive by Max City. We'll have to get our other roster out for some of these names here. Now Paquin drives underneath. No. Rebound picked up by the Comet Sullivan. Now they get it to Bell. 3 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Things moving fast here in Pelston. Coming up after our break for postgame, we'll recap the scoring. That's number 21, Julia Sullivan, putting it in for Mackinac City. She has 5, and it's 64-27 Eagles. 2:45 to play. Sophia Vaughn still in there for Engadine. Kind of a surprise there. She has 22 points with this game in hand. Several starters still out there for Engadine. Well, at least a couple, I should say. Now here's Vaughn with the right hand. Off the back iron, rebound. Kept alive by Fennelly. Now Engadine with it. Now a long three up top off the glass. No, that was Cameron. It goes to Mackinac City Sullivan. 2:15 to play in this fourth quarter. 64-27 Engadine. They're going to play St. Ignace Thursday. St. Ignace is going to be a pretty solid favorite in that one. And Ignite's had a great season, but we all know what St. Ignace does at this time of year, and they are loaded up again this year. But that's why you play the games, as both girls go to the floors. They just kind of squirt that one out of there. Now we're going to have a three-second violation, I think, or was that a timeout? Timeout on the court with a minute 53 to play in this fourth quarter. Ignite's going to win this one. They lead by the score of 64-27. So tomorrow night we'll have boys district basketball from Cedarville. Matt Pocket will be making the trek down there as they'll have two games to broadcast. The first one sees Cedarville taking on Mackinac City, 5:15 pregame show. And then after that will be Pickford and Mackinac Island. Pickford and Cedarville, the favorites in both those games. But, hey, that's why you play the games. You can hear both of them right here on Oldies 93. And if you want to hear more about the world of sports, tune into ESPN 1400 for our Monday night broadcast of the game. 2 hours of the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. We had a great show last night. You can find it and the podcast of this game in two places, thegamesportshow.com, or you can go to thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Mackinac City with the ball, minute 45 to play. Now a steal by Engadine. That's Kobe. As the Eagles still with it. Vaughn's still out there for Engadine. A little surprised by that, but what do I know? Now Engadine with it. Feeney with the long two. That one rattles out. Rebounded to Hingston for the Comets. Now Hingston across the midcourt line. Mackinac City still scrapping out there. And we're going to have another timeout by Engadine with a minute 20 left here in this fourth quarter. We'll have Sioux High boys basketball tomorrow night over on 1230 WSOO. Dave Watson and Ray Bell with the call as the Blue Devils will take on Kingsley. 5:45 pregame show over at 1230 WSOO. And then Thursday night, we're going to be here for regional finals between Engadine and St. Ignace. And if Sioux High hangs on, and they're up 10 in the fourth quarter in Manistique over Escanaba, they'll be down in Gaylord Thursday night for that regional final against the winner of Cadillac and Standish Sterling. Trying to get an update on that one. At last check, it was Standish Sterling with the lead. And let's see, after three quarters of play, Cadillac now leading Standish Sterling by the score of 36-33. Cadillac, a one-loss team, much like Sioux High, and it's a very good chance those two teams could meet in Gaylord on Thursday. And, whoa, that going to be a good one. Minute left in this one, Mackinac City with the ball. As the Comets trail by the score of 64-27. Coming up, we'll take a three-minute break and then have our post-game show. Now a long three by the Comets. That's no good. That one was by Smith. Mack City gets the rebound. Looking for some points. As that's House, Ella House. She misses the shot. As the Eagles get it. Again, a lot of these players were brought up from the JV, so kind of looking at the roster here to make sure I know which one is which. Now driving to the hoop, putting it up underneath and in. That's Hingston. Her first points. And Mack City now with 29, but they're going to fall. But a great season for the Comets overall. They will end the season 18-6 and have nothing to hang their head about. Now a three off the mark, no good. That was Copsy, and the bodies will go to the floor, and that should pretty much do it. Clock running with 10 seconds left. So Engadine with a convincing victory here in Pelston, and they will advance to the regional final Thursday night against St. Ignace. Our final score, Engadine 64, Mack City 29. We'll take a break and be back with our post-game show. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Scott Nason back in Pelston, Michigan. Our final score in our EUP Game of the Week in this Division 4 regional semifinal. The Engadine Eagles advance to the regional final on Thursday as they defeat Mackinac City by the score of 64-29. Leading the way for the Eagles tonight, Sophia Vaughn. She had 22 points. Leah French with 19. Isabella Copsey with 12. Emma Butkovich with 9, and Kira Pockin with 2. For Mackinac City, they were led by Madison Smith and Marley Postula. They each had 10 points. Julia Sullivan with 5, 2 each from Larissa Huffman and Rianne Hingston, as Mackinac City ends their successful season at 18-6, while Engadine, their season continues as they improve to 16-6. And will advance to the regional final here in Pelston Thursday night, 6 o'clock. We'll have the game on Oldies 93 on Thursday, starting with the pregame show at 5:45. Our other regional semifinal here earlier was All St. Ignace as they knock off Posen by the score of 65-23. Sioux High Blue Devils in action tonight at last check. with Dave Watson. It was Suhai leading Escanaba by the score of 45-35. If they win that one, they'll advance to the regional final in Gaylord on Thursday, where they will take on either Cadillac or Standish Sterling. And right now, after three quarters of play, Cadillac leading Standish Sterling by the score of 36-33. And you can hear the end of that game, if it hasn't ended already, over on our sister station, 1230 WSOO. Tomorrow we have boys district basketball here on Oldies 93, starting with the pregame show around 5:15 with Matt Pocket, as the Cedarville Trojans will take on Mackinac City in a district semifinal. The other game sees Pickford taking on Mackinac Island. You can hear both those games right here on Oldies 93. Check that. Actually, you can hear Friday's game on Oldies 93, the district final from Cedarville. And Suhai Blue Devil boys basketball will be happening tomorrow night over on 1230 WSO with Dave Watson and Ray Bell. That'll be a 5:45 game down in Grayling between the Blue Devils and Kingsley. That's going to do it here from Pelston. Want to thank our broadcast engineer, Frank Blissett, back in the Oldies 93 studios, doing a great job as always. And thank each and every one of you for listening tonight. Once again, our final score, Engadine with a convincing 64-29 win over Mackinac City in the regional semifinal. And they will play St. Ignace on Thursday in the regional final. You have been listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93.